Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Happy Friday.
Oh my gosh, it is Friday. Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about why quality data is imperative for land investment.
Do it again. Imperative.
I know it's a little... I know.
Imperative. Sorry.
We literally got new equipment for next week, and I can't wait to try it out.
Me also.
On Monday.
It's the same Fox News equipment. I was reading on that. They use it on the sidelines on the Fox games.
Not Fox News, but...
Well, not Fox. On, the Fox
the NFL,
Sports.
It's the same headsets that the NFL guys have. That's one of the perks I have in this whole thing.
Like
this Land Academy thing? Yeah, I can just get a bunch of like audio video toys. All the audio video toys I've ever wanted, I'm now allowed to get.
Because they're all business expenses. You know what else I can do? I get my hair done.
Exactly. Oh, I need a new outfit for that.
I do need a new outfit for that.
That goes on a lot.
Yes. I need a new outfit that matches my headset.
Everybody's winning here.
Thanks.
Especially our members.
Thanks.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members. Speaking of members, on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Okay. David asks, I bought a property, paid $3,500 for it, did my own due diligence, and it seemed perfectly clean. Now I'm in the process of selling it for cash. The buyer wants title insurance, and the title company found a deed of trust from 1996 against the loan for $9,900 dating back to 1996. The company who holds the note was dissolved a long time ago. Any suggestions? At worst case, can I sell it without title insurance?
This is a PhD level question, David.
Wow.
And now I know exactly what, we have a bunch of Davids, but I know who this one is now. Because this is why David, by the way, this David is ridiculously successful at this.
Is it the David I'm thinking of?
Yeah,
okay.
It is. Because I can read your mind.
Yes, you can. Got it.
This is what I would do. You have two choices. But now you have to disclose everything, and that's fine because you know about it. To solve the problem, so no one will ever discuss it ever again, you can find the person that was involved with the bank, which is never going to happen, and have them sign an affidavit, or you can quiet title the property. And that's what you need to do. You need to find an attorney, quiet title the property, make sure there's enough money to pay the attorney, enough money in the deal that it economically makes sense, and quiet title the property. Or you can say, ask the title agent first. The title agent, they found the problem. They're no strangers to these issues, right? They have the solutions. They don't just identify the problems. They're going to probably know an attorney. They're going to know how to quiet title property for sure, mm-hmm. if they're in that state, and I'm assuming they are. So there's a lot of solutions. When title issues come up, the first person you ask is the title agent,
mm-hmm.
and who you should talk to about it.
That's why they're there.
Yeah, that's what you're paying them for. So this is not anything to be afraid of. It's a good thing that you found out about it, not a bad thing. But you need to fix it. And here's what's going to happen. What happens all the time with situations like this, you are going to fix this, and it's going to become your specialty because mm-hmm. a lot of people get real scared about this and they just go running away.
Is this going to be a Schedule B exception?
This is bigger. Uninsurable.
Okay.
In my opinion. So no, it's not even an exception. They're not going to close it. They probably won't close the deal with this.
I wonder if are there state specific. I have some. I have a question.
Go ahead. This is hilarious.
I would think that there would be.
You knew everything.
Thank you. I'm not an attorney, and I'm really proud to say that. I would think that there would be not. I didn't mean it like that. I have a very healthy respect for attorneys. I just couldn't do it. So
Jill doesn't want to argue. Anything to do with arguing.
Oh yeah, I'm out.
She just won't.
I don't want to fight.
It's a perfect girl.
Oh, thank you.
Here's the definition of a perfect woman if you're a man. She doesn't like arguing.
Yeah.
She can't smell anything.
Yeah, that's true.
What else?
And my memory
sucks.
Oh,
and she can't remember anything. She's a perfect woman.
Don't you remember what we talked about last week? Nope.
Yeah, we started this whole company last month. Remember that? What are you talking about?
And And that's why Jack can go here. Just sign here. You're not going to remember it anyway. Okay, fine. No. That's so funny.
You know what's sad about that? Every single thing we just said is true.
Oh, I know. I mean, it is
like,
true.
Like the exact words.
Exactly. Did you know the day is the anniversary of what? Yeah, no.
Do you remember that I bought you 2 dozen roses yesterday?
I do remember that.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I do. Thank you very much.
What's the brand of the last pair of shoes you purchased?
I honestly don't know.
Lipstick.
Christian Dior. No.
Chanel.
Chanel, excuse
Even
me.
I know that.
Chanel. See, I got that wrong.
No, it's not wrong.
We were shopping on Rodeo Drive.
It's cute. Oh, listen, you let it out.
I do remember that. We were on Rodeo Drive.
What happened is I demanded that we go into Chanel and buy some lipstick because I don't think you've ever had any before.
Not that. And then we bought some nail polish and stuff. So.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. It's very vibrant.
I mean, is it all that?
It is.
Is it worth it? Is the price difference really worth it?
You get what you pay for, yes. And stuff like that? Oh, gosh, yes. So, yes. Okay, now back to the question.
It's way more fun to spend money on you than me.
Thank you. All right, so, so here was my question. 1996. I would think the attorney can help solve this. An attorney can help solve this problem, is my thinking. That there's probably got to be a statute of limitations, if that's the right term, for after 25 years, this company's long gone, nobody can come back and say anything.
Yeah, so you're probably right.
Okay.
There is a statute of limitations, I think, but it's very state specific.
That's what I mean. That's why
I know what state this is because I know what David this is, but I'm not going to get into it.
Okay. Did we answer the question?
Yeah, the answer is if the catch all end all is to get a quiet title, and so there are some people that think quiet titles are awful and they won't insure them, but the whole industry is coming around in a positive way about that. I personally think. Quiet titling a property, which means you put it in the paper, you file all kinds of notices. It's a statutory instruction manual on how to make sure that you own the property.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy and cheap, but it's very, very time consuming. It's time specific. If you miss the deadlines by even one day, you're not going to.
Oh,
you won't
that's
get it.
True. I forgot about that.
That's what we talked about.
Oh, shoot. Okay, wait.
Jill with the memory.
Yeah. A lot. Oh, please. Hold on. I remember this from real estate classes. Just a minute here. Like a mechanics lien. You have
exactly.
X amount of time to file it and X amount of time to do all this. There's 18 steps and paperwork and things you've got to do and record and whatever with the county. And if you don't do that right, you snooze, you lose. So there's probably something, and again, back to that attorney, he's going to help him know that whatever they had back in 1996, they had until the year 2000 to act on it, or it doesn't count.
That's what this is. Mm-hmm. Without David actually saying this phrase, what this is an unsatisfied lien against the property.
Right.
And to solve that, you quiet title it to make sure that the interested party, which is the lender, doesn't care about it anymore.
You're talking, when you say quiet title, it makes me think from David to the new person. No, they need to quiet title it to David. Is that what you're saying?
It's not to anybody. Oh. When you quiet title a property, and it's called different stuff around the country, what you're doing is you're saying, hey, world, I'm going to buy this property. And it looks like you might have an interest in it. If you have an interest in it, you must step forward and say, you know, speak now or forever hold your peace kind of thing. Otherwise, we're forever closing this, and that's it. So it's not, you're not titling it to somebody. You're saying, now the property doesn't have any liens.
Okay.
Whoever owns it doesn't own it.
Okay.
It's really archaic and silly because literally, you have to post it in a newspaper.
In a paper, and yeah.
Because I read a lot of newspapers.
Sure you do.
No one reads a newspaper. No one. So it's just a whole silly, it's law. You have to jump through a bunch of hoops to get the thing done.
So that's all the newspaper nowadays consists of obituaries and legal notices.
What ends up happening with this is that, and I know in Arizona, because I've done it several times, there are papers that this is all there is. There's a picture of the treasurer or something on the cover, and then it's just listings in the back of quiet title actions or legal notices. There's all kinds of stuff, not just quiet titles that have to go through this.
Got it.
But every person I've ever known who goes through this process one time, and they do it themselves, they don't hire it out, they, when it's over, they look around and say, this is the greatest way to make a tremendous amount of real estate, to make a ton of money in real estate, because everybody shies away from it. It's so easy.
Mm-hmm.
So then you can seek those out. You start seeking those acquisitions out because people don't know what to do. If you have a question, or you'd like to hear me rant again, or you'd like to discuss why Jill can't remember stuff except the nail polish type thing.
Thanks.
Reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic, this is the meat of the show, by the way, quality data is imperative for land investment. What the heck are they talking about now?
Mm-hmm.
What esoteric, weird concept is this? Why can't I just look up a property that I want to buy in the MLS, or call my sister, who's a real estate agent, she knows everything, mm-hmm. and buy a property that way?
Exactly.
Why, Jill?
Why can't they?
Yeah. Why is it a bad idea?
Rephrase the question, please.
Why can't I just go into the MLS or call a real estate agent and buy some property? Why do I have to have quality data? Why is it imperative?
You know what? You can absolutely do it that way. Do you want to spend retail prices, or you want to spend wholesale prices, or do you want to buy it really good in Euro? You be the wholesaler. That's my answer. So you can absolutely buy it off the MLS, and I'd like to sell you a few things off the MLS.
Here's the thing. Let's say you have now realized that buying property in the MLS or real estate agent is a little bit silly. And you believe now, because you've listened to this show more than 13 seconds, that data, manipulating data and sending out low price offers for property, that's you believe it,
mm-hmm.
like we do. You have two choices. You can go get data from the county that looks like a tragic mess. You can buy a list of owners of all the properties in that county from China.
You can buy an 8-year-old list.
Or you can use RealQuest Pro, like a grown-up, and someone who's serious about investment, and get quality data.
Exactly.
Because here's the thing. Data costs 5-8 cents a record.
Hold, please. Can I back up on that? I just want to pause right there. Ours is 8 cents a record. Some people are spending 30 to 80 cents a record.
Well, that's because we negotiated a great deal.
I know. So I just want to let everybody, the world know that.
I will in a second.
Okay, sorry. This is like Sesame Street. We regressed to Sesame Street today. We just had Ernie and Bert here.
We'll let Jill Scatterbrain pipe in whenever she'd like. You know, it gives me a break anyway.
Oh my gosh. Sorry. Sorry, Bert. I'm clearly Ernie and you're Bert.
All the bad decisions and people, what's tragic is if you do this all wrong the first time and nothing happens and you don't buy anything and you say, screw it, I don't want to do it anymore at all. When you spend 5 to 8 cents for a record of bad data somewhere and then you spend 49 cents to send them an offer, that's not good. The real money that costs to send a mailer is in the mail. It's not in the data. So you want to make sure that you get the best data possible and not joke around about that, because you're spending some real money at 50 cents or 49 cents with us.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
In mail, to mail. It's imperative that you get the right data, because you need to price it right. And if it's worth doing it, do it right. It's not that expensive.
I think your point that you're trying to make is it's cheaper. Get a ton of data and get the world-class best data. Download more records than you think you need to. 8 cents a record is what our group pays now. And it might change. I don't know. But yeah, my point is, go do that and then scrub it and get it perfect for the mailer point, because that's where the real money is. Even we're lucky that our group, and we only pay 49 cents, people are spending 80 cents a buck getting every single, you know,
per record.
Yeah. Well, no, not well, only per, that, per mailer.
Right.
People.
Well, it costs 75 cents to get it to the owner's hand instead of our 50 cents. All inclusive.
Some people pay more than that. That's my point. I've heard people paying 90 cents and a buck.
Yeah, me too.
And they thought that was good. And I'm like, wow, that's a lot of money.
Here's the other thing. If the data's not any good, if it's old, 2 years, you know, people buy and sell properties. Mm-hmm. What if you're sending them an offer to a former owner because the data's so old?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they bought and sold the property 2-3 years ago. That's a waste of money and time. It all starts with data. This whole thing, I don't care what you're buying, office buildings, apartments, land, houses, you have to get the right data. And the only way to do that is to get it directly from the assessor in a format that's manageable. When you buy it from the county, it's not manageable. It's a mess. Mm-hmm. I did a whole show on that on YouTube.
Well, I had a point I wrote down, which is, you know, number one, what are you using for your data if you're not getting it directly from the county in a real good way? And number two is, are you surprised by the results? Because you shouldn't be. If you're not getting the results, then there's a reason.
Think about it this way, and I'll kind of leave it at this, because I don't want this to turn into a rant, because it's Friday and it's more fun to make fun of Jill.
Oh, thanks a lot.
You know, let's say you do it the absolute right way, right? You use RealQuest and you use it through our licensed provider scenario, which is half of what you would get it for if you walk through the door there. Mm-hmm. And you use the mailing company that we use, which is the cheapest in the industry. So let's say you do those two things, and the whole result of that is you do one more deal. So it costs $300 more per mailer, ballpark, than it would if you bought the China list. Mm-hmm. And then, bought the China list and for some reason that we can't understand, found a cheaper bulk mail printer, which is impossible. Mm-hmm. But you save $300 just on the data. Let's just leave it at that. But you spent $300 more to get the perfect data, and you bought one more property per mailer and made $5,000 more. Why? Why would you ever do that?
I know.
It cracks me up.
It's funny. People try to skimp on that. I'm like, this is the number
all these
one
shows,
thing.
We do all these shows based on questions and based on comments we get from people. And they think that there's a trophy out there that you get for saving $100 on a mailer. Oh. And I'll tell you, it's a false trophy if you get one. Go ahead.
My other thing is, I've seen not only that, they think they get a trophy because they're hand delivering the letters they hand wrote and put stamps on them in a big box to the post office. I'm like, what the heck was that?
Isn't that funny?
I'm like, did you not have anything better to do all weekend than do those letters?
How long did that take?
My goodness, exactly.
It's never going to be a
career. I could do the same thing you just did in 1 hour.
It's
and
never,
cheaper.
Ever going to be your career. It'll always be your hobby.
Yeah.
If you're licking anything.
Yeah.
Just take that out of your way.
Shuck. And now it's Friday. And there it went.
I mean, letters. Where did your mind go?
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Did we make our point?
We did.
This is a Jack rant. It's a good rant. You know, if you're gonna do it right. Don't mess around. Don't skimp. If you there's a lot of things to skimp on, and this is not one of them.
That's right. What should you skimp on? I have some ideas about that.
I think you should skimp on your office space.
Oh, I love
think
it.
You
I was
should
say the same
skimp
thing.
On your stationery and business cards.
I love it.
Don't
keep
need
going.
Any of that.
I love this. Is awesome.
You could even skimp. Now let me say this. Let me finish the whole sentence. On your website, meaning you did the first one yourself, you learned, or you hired your cousin who's in art school because he's making websites, you paid the kid $250 to get a website up and just have something there. I'm okay with that. We can circle back around. At least it's there. You can skimp on, you know, not, you don't want to buy the Mac Daddy CRM right out of the gate. Skimp on that. But do not skimp on data.
You could even use a spreadsheet. You don't even need a CRM in the beginning.
Use Excel. So
there's a ton of stuff to skimp on. You're exactly right, Jill. Keep going. Do you have more?
Yeah. Skimp on your equipment. You don't need to have the fanciest computer with the most speed and the best cell phone, you know. And you might be using Google Voice and answering the phone yourself in the beginning.
You could use the Wi-Fi at the library.
You could do that too. Those are all things to skimp on. Do not skimp on the data.
That's right. You're setting yourself up to fail. All kidding aside. Mm-hmm. I don't want to sound like your father, but it is imperative that you get the right data and learn how to use it and get with the right mailing company. There are crooks out there in this mailing business. I know from personal experience that they don't deliver. They say they're going to deliver them all. They only deliver half and keep the money for half. Mm-hmm. We've been through all of that. We don't do business with the people like that. We check them all out long before they even come close to getting into our group. So, make sure your data is the right source.
I mean, that's the bottom line, is none of ours goes through anyone. It's direct. So you just don't, you don't want to mess with that. You don't even want to partner up with somebody and say, yeah, they're going to forward me this. I wouldn't trust it. And I want to manipulate it myself, by the way. I want to have access to all that.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your ambition to have a blast this weekend.
Nice.
Have a nice weekend, Jill.
Thank you. You also.
And you too, listener.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.